This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in religion. The U.S. Supreme Court has heard oral arguments over a case that centers on whether Wisconsin's unemployment tax applies to a Catholic charitable organization.
Wisconsin's taking the position, we give you tax-exempt status if you are, in fact, a religious organization. And we deem you to be a religious organization if you're in the business of promoting your religion. But here you have a Catholic charity who's saying, hey, look, we're focused really on our charitable and our secular activities. And Wisconsin's saying, well, there you go. You're just like any other charity that's doing secular work.
CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum with more on the Catholic charities argument.
They're saying we cannot be in a position where we have to justify everything we do on religious grounds, because almost everything we do requires some kind of additional funding that's often government related. And we would lose all kinds of benefits and privileges because of our tax exempt status.
A decision is expected by late June. Newly released CIA files provide somewhat of a clue as to the location of the Ark of the Covenant. Fox News's Lauren Green reports.
These actually newly resurfaced CIA documents, and they've ignited a social media storm about the location of what, of course, would you say, the most mysterious religious artifact, the Ark of the Covenant. It's believed to be the golden chest containing the stone tablets on which God wrote his Ten Commandments. The search for the Ark has captivated the world for decades and got blockbuster treatment in the 1981 movie Raiders of the Lost Ark. CIA documents, originally declassified in 2000, seem to show that the spy agency found the Ark's location as part of a secret research project, Sunstreak. The documents describe using psychics or clairvoyance to locate targets. On December 5, 1988, a person called Remote Viewer Number 32 described the location of Training Target 0209, a.k.a. the Ark of the Covenant. The summary says, in part, the target is somewhere in the Middle East, that individuals opening the container are destroyed by the container's protectors. But one retired Army officer who worked on the project for several years is convinced that this was just a training exercise, that the CIA was neither looking for nor found the Ark of the Covenant.
I think they were targeting what he had to have feedback for. And the feedback was a photograph of the actual film of the Ark of the Covenant. If they were looking for the actual Ark, then it wouldn't have been a training mission.
Now, the secret Army program that trained psychics operated from 1977 to 1995, and according to McGonigal, it was incredibly successful. Remote viewers helped in the Iran hostage crisis and also locating some military targets. Now, Ethiopian Orthodox Christians believe the Ark is in a church in Aksum. Another former CIA agent who worked on the project claims the Ark is in Hebron on the West Bank south of Jerusalem. In other words, the location of the Ark is pretty much unknown.
And that's a look at the week in religion. I'm Fred Bottomer.